The Annie E. Casey Foundation.
Good morning. Welcome to Radioactivity. I'm Rob Lorine. Well, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. We're live today, and for the next 2 hours, we'll be hearing from listeners. Daniel Ruth will be in at noon today, taking your phone calls. So we're going to open up the phone lines and talk about news events. We heard there a little bit more about the Robert Mueller investigation and an intriguing twist that developed over the last 48 hours. Lots of football yesterday, and we're going to talk about some of the things that have happened in the last 24 hours or 48 hours. And then take your phone calls at 813-239-9663. Our email address is dj@wmnf.org. I had a pretty good Thanksgiving. I worked here a little bit yesterday morning and then went and had some food and pretty much laid low yesterday. Didn't watch too much TV. And did see, though, an interesting talk by the president. I wanted to play that for you as we we start the program here today. The president has arrived in South Florida earlier in the week on Wednesday and began to play golf. He's had a number of rounds of golf already in South Florida, but he took some time off yesterday to give a talk to a group of Coast Guard members in South Florida. And it was a really interesting talk because the president spoke without notes, and he raised some issues, I think, that folks are not really clear on. And we're going to listen into what the president said to a group of Coast Guard members yesterday. He was standing in front of a table. Behind him were about 16 or so members of the U.S. Coast Guard dressed in their blue uniforms. And then in front of him were baskets of Lay's potato chips and some lots of bananas and what looked to be apples, and then some wrapped sandwiches. And he was giving a talk to these Coast Guard members. Let's listen in on the talk that the president gave yesterday. And I want you to listen to this and then give me your take on what the president said. And again, our phone number, 813-239-9663. Email address, dj@wmnf.org.
It is an honor to be here, I have to tell you. You know, the Coast Guard, always respected. But if you were looking at it as a brand, there is no brand that went up more than the Coast Guard with what happened in Texas. And I would say in particular, Texas has been incredible. You saved 16,000 lives. Nobody knows that. 16,000 lives. In fact, when I first heard the number, I said, you mean like 600, 500? 16,000 lives in Texas. So as bad as that hurricane was, and that was a bad one. That was a big water job, right? It kept coming in and going back. They couldn't get rid of it. They'd never seen it. I guess it was the biggest water dump they've ever seen. But when you get 16,000, couldn't be a group of people. But when you do 16,000, that's really something. And then Florida hit. And you know that one very well. You knew that one pretty well, right? And the job you did in Florida. And then Puerto Rico. And I really mean that. I think that there is no brand of any kind, I'm not just talking about a military brand, that has gone up more than the Coast Guard. Incredible people. You've done an incredible job. And I love coming in here and doing this with you today. I think that's great. We have to keep you very well fed. Yeah, thank you. This is good stuff. But it's an honor. And it's the First Lady, you know. And we went together to Texas, and we saw what you were doing, and you just followed that storm. Right next to that storm, you saved so many people. I still haven't figured out how people take their boats out into a hurricane. Someday you'll explain it. Gene was just telling me that they actually do it to save their boat in many cases. They're not thinking about their life, they're thinking about their boat. And I don't know. I mean, they go out in the boat and they think, I guess, they've got a wonderful boat. They've had it for years. It can weather anything. And then they have 25-foot waves crashing down. And that would be the end of them. But you saved a lot of people. And I just want to thank you on behalf of the whole country. and on behalf of us, what a job you've done. And thank you all very much. And I'll also take questions if you... Now, should we leave the media here to do the questions, or should we tell the media? You know what? It's Thanksgiving, so let's let the media stay, okay? Anybody have any questions about the country, how we're doing, or any of those things? I love it when you don't.
See, that means you're doing great. I love that. That's the greatest. The press, I know, doesn't have any questions. If you do, we won't take them, but that's all right. The press has plenty of questions. But the country's doing really well. Stock market, all-time high. This is all good stuff. I just spoke to a lot of your friends in Afghanistan, in Iraq. We spoke to the USS Monterey, great ship, great missile ship. We spoke to a lot of different folks from the Air Force, the Army. Just now, a little while ago, like Mar-a-Lago, the telecommunication systems, what you can do now, we go live to Iraq, live to Afghanistan, and it was really incredible. But I told them, our country is doing great, and you folks are fighting so hard and working so hard, and it's nice that you're working for something that's really starting to work. We've cut back so much on regulation and all the waste and all the abuse. And the stock market on Friday hit the all-time high. The highest it's ever been, ever. In your whole long life, the stock market's higher than it's ever been. And that means your 401ks and your all of the things that you have, you know, whether it's, even if you're in the military, you have a country that's really starting to turn. We want to have a strong country. We want to have a country where I can buy new Coast Guard cutters and not have to worry about it, all right? And that's what we're doing. We're building up wealth so that we can take care of our protection. And we're ordering tremendous amounts of new equipment. We're at $700 billion for the military. And you know they were cutting back for years. They just kept cutting the military. And you got lean, to put it nicely. It was depleted, was the word. And now it's changing. The Navy, I can tell you, we're ordering ships. With the Air Force, we're ordering a lot of planes, in particular the F-35 fighter jet, which is, you know, almost like an invisible fighter. I was asking the Air Force guys, I said, how good is this plane? They said, well, sir, you can't see it. I said, yeah, but in a fight, you know, a fight like I watched on the movies, the fight, they're fighting. How good is it? They say, well, it wins every time because the enemy cannot see it. Even if it's right next to it, it can't see it. I said, that helps. I don't know. That's a good thing. But, I mean, we have equipment that nobody has the equipment that we have. And it's sad when we're selling our equipment to other countries, but we're not buying it ourselves. But now that's all changed. And the stuff, I said, the stuff that we have is always a little bit better, too. You know, when we sell to other countries, even if they're allies, you never know about an ally. An ally can turn, you know what I'm saying? You're going to find that out. But I always say, make ours a little bit better. You know, give it that extra speed, a little bit. Keep about 10% in the bag. Because what we have, nobody has what we have. And that's what we're doing. But we're really proud of the Coast Guard. And I'm very proud. I walked in today, and Gene said, the day I got elected, the following morning, they were putting up the statement that I made right on your front door, right on your glass. And I came in. The first thing I noticed, of course, so I said, wow, look at that. And I said, did you put that up just for me because I happen to be coming here today? And you did that the first day, so that tells me something. That tells me something. Thank you very much. Second day. Let's go, fellas. Come on. Let's get up here. Let's get up here.
Well, President Trump, rather, yesterday speaking in front of a group of members of the Coast Guard in South Florida, talking about how proud he was of the Coast Guard, and then saying that 16,000 people had been saved by the Coast Guard in the Texas flood emergency during Hurricane Harvey. Also, he said that his administration had cut back on regulation and abuse, said 401ks were doing better, and he said that the country was nearly starting to turn. Presumably saying that the country's economy is presumably starting to turn, with that, he can buy new Coast Guard cutters, and he boasted about now spending $700 billion on the military. And he said he was planning to order new ships and planes, and he again touted the F-35 fighter. He says the F-35 wins every time in a fight because the enemy cannot see it. It's invisible. I'm just wondering what you think about that. Our phone number, 813-239-9663. Email address is dj@wmnf.org. Is the country getting better due to what President Trump has done since he's been in office? The president said he's cut back on regulations and abuse. He didn't really outline what that abuse was. He said that he's proud that the country is spending $700 billion on the military. And he says that the F-35 wins every time in a fight because the enemy cannot see it. It's invisible. You may remember some of the programs that we've done here on WMNF about the F-35. And I'm just going to read from a conservative website. This is from the American Conservative about the F-35. The American Conservative says that the F-35 has been more than 16 years in development and plagued by everything from poor performance reviews and cost overruns to grounding over a lack of spare parts and tussles over technical data and cybersecurity concerns. There is the expense to the taxpayer, which as of June of this year is projected to be more than $406 billion to complete the F-35 and another $1.4 trillion over the life of the program to be maintained. The Government Accountability Office said at the time that there was a 60% increase in the cost estimates for the F-35 from 2001 to 2012 due to three major restructurings of the program. But the military kept building more planes, even delivering them to partner countries throughout the development stage, even though operational testing has yet to begin. Operational testing of the F-35 has yet to begin. And will not until late 2018 at the soonest. That's left the taxpayers with at least $1.7 billion in retrofitting costs as plans change and more technical bells and whistles are put onto the F-35s. Spare parts are in short supply, and the funds to retrofit all of the older prototypes aren't readily available. Marine Corps Captain Don Grazier at the Project for Government Oversight reported in October that may leave some 108 planes behind as concurrency orphans, not fit for service, ever. At more than $100 million, $100 million per plane, the military has so far built more than 250. That's a lot of coin to be left idle in a hangar. And with all this bad news and more throughout the month of October, it's probably no surprise Lockheed was in full-on marketing mode at the Rayburn House Office Building yesterday, complete with a cockpit simulator, a test pilot, and the head of the entire program available to ensure anyone who breezed through the Continental Breakfast reception that, contrary to everything you've heard, things were A-OK on the F-35 production line. In fact, at times it sounded like a victory lap. And again, I'm reading from the American Conservative website. An article that's highly critical of the F-35 that has had problems flying in inclement weather and is way behind schedule and has not yet begun operational testing. So it's really not been tested its military capability has not been tested yet. So we could talk about that too. The president touting the F-35 yesterday and seeming to say that it's an invisible aircraft. It's supposed to be a stealth aircraft. Invisible, not quite. We haven't reached that point yet where we have the cloak that you can put on and make it invisible to the eye. And again, our phone number, 813-239-9663. Email address, dj@wmnf.org. Ed in Largo writes this: in the midst of declining U.S. influence in the world, Mr. Trump, in essence, said, "Our country is doing great, thank me," after much rambling about nothing. That's Ed's take on the president's speech. You know, I'm wondering about the country turning around. When President Obama took office, the unemployment rate was pretty high, around 9%, maybe just a little bit above 10%. Since then, the unemployment rate under President Obama has gone down to about 4%, and it's declined just slightly under President Trump. The stock market has gone up for the last 9 years. But as somebody who's part of the middle class, I can say that a lot of people, I think, are still hurting. They're living from paycheck to paycheck. Real wages have not gone up, neither under President Obama nor under President Trump. If they've gone up, they've gone up only slightly. So what do you think? Is the country turning around for you? Now, we know that Wall Street's doing really well, 9 years of steady increases in corporate profits. But how about you? 813-239-9663. Email address, dj@wmnf.org. Gina writes this: just throwing money at the military does not make our country safer. It seems that they don't know for sure what or where to spend the money on, and taxpayers are on the hook. The truly intelligent ways to make our country safe involve opening the lines of communication with adversaries like North Korea and strengthening our ties with our allies. But these diplomatic methods are treated with contempt by President Trump. That's a Gina's email. Frank Knox is our phone producer today. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and we're opening up the phone lines. Our phone number, 813-239-9663. Our email address, dj@wmnf.org. And are you going shopping today, too? That's another thing that I think we could talk about. I try to stay, I don't know about you, but I never shop at Walmart. I always try to stay out of the big multinational stores if I can. It's harder and harder to find locally produced goods that I want, like shoes. You know, like where does somebody who wants a new pair of shoes, where do you go to buy shoes that are locally made that are affordable? I don't think there's any place. There may be a place that makes sandals, and I'm not familiar with it. But I think it's incredibly hard to find things that are made in this country, let alone, made locally. And then when I want to buy something, I don't go into the big box stores. I try not to. And wonder about you. 813-239-9663. The group Jib Jab has written a song about those big box stores. And we're going to listen to the song right now. This is a song about this time of year and where our money goes.
Oh, it starts with sweatshop labor in a foreign factory and gets packed on a vessel and shipped over the sea. It's loaded onto trailers and it's spread across the map.
Big Box Mart is the place I go to buy all of my crap.
Oh, Big Box Mart,
what do you have for me?
'Cause our shopping carts are empty and we're on a shopping spree.
I come to the Big Box Mart 'cause I do have lots of needs, and they sell crap the cheapest with their discounts guaranteed. When I'm walking through the aisles, it's like I'm hypnotized. With a wallet full of credit cards, I never leave deprived.
Oh, Big Box Mart,
thank you for serving me. 'Cause my house is full of crap now and it used to be empty.
The next day at the factory, the news was very grim.
My job was being outsourced to the slums of East Beijing.
Management was streamlining the company's org chart.
We gotta make crap cheap enough
to sell to Big Box Mart. Oh, Big Box Mart,
look what you've done to me.
He's gotta start all over at the age of 53.
I still go to Big Box Mart, yes, I'm there most all the time. These days you'll likely find me sweeping aisle number 9. My dreams of a retirement have gone up in a blaze, and I'll be scrubbing toilets till they stick me in the grave.
Oh, Big Box Mart,
what have you sold to me?
We used to be your customers, now we're your employees. Oh, Big Box Mart,
my paycheck reminds me your everyday low prices have a price. They are free.
Paper or plastic?
That's a song by Jib Jab about big box stores. Do you go to those stores? 813-239-9663. Email address dj@wmnf.org. So many great lines in that song. I like the line that says, we used to be your customers and now we're your employees. And I do know some people that started grocery stores and small chains of grocery stores and ended up, having to sell the property and ending up having to close down the business only because as Walmart came into the food business, it would have a huge impact on those local mom-and-pop grocery stores. 813-239-9663. Now, we did have a retired member of the Coast Guard who called earlier and talked to Frank, but he didn't want to go on the air, but he had some real insight into the president's statement that he's so proud of the Coast Guard and that he hopes to buy new Coast Guard cutters by increasing military spending. And I wish that retired member of the Coast Guard would call us back at 813-239-9663. Now, Patrick writes this, get with the picture. The cloaking device has been available since the 1960s. It was on Captain Kirk's Enterprise. Yeah, they were able to make themselves invisible. Although, what was the star year on Star Trek? It was... Was it 1,000 years into the future? I forget how many years into the future Star Trek was. 813-239-9663 is our email, or is our phone number, and our email address, dj@wmnf.org. Let's go to John, who's in Plant City. Hey, John, you're on. What would you like to say?
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm good.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, yeah.
Hey, it would be hard to comment on what the president said. It just seems like he says the same thing over, and it just doesn't. Just never made any sense, even when he was campaigning, and I always scratched my head when I heard the guy talk. You know, I don't make a lot of sense when I talk, but that guy just doesn't make any sense. And as far as that fighter aircraft or whatever, you know, just what kind of insanity is that? You know, just think all the money. I mean, it could probably fund the public schools in the United States for years, you know, what they're spending on this stupid thing. But basically, I called to, you know, you were talking about the shoes, and I always kind of, you know, myself, I love flea markets, and I end up at the flea market, and I always buy used shoes. Now, I know that, you know, isn't for everybody, but I don't know, you know, like I say, it's hard. We live here in Plant City. And you can imagine if you need like a bicycle tube or something like that, there's not a bicycle shop. But there is one, but they're, you know, they got funny hours. And, you know, a lot of times I end up going into Walmart, but I sure as heck hate to spend the money there. But I just
feel guilty going into Walmart because I look at the employees, and I haven't been in a Walmart in 15 years. But I look at the employees, and they all look down and out. They look underpaid, and I'm thinking, do I really want to contribute to this? Knowing that the Walton family, this is what really gets me. The Walton family has so much money, and they're among the 20 richest families in the country, has so much money that they built a world-class museum in their town in Bentonville, Arkansas. And so they stock the museum with great artwork that's worth hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, in a town that very few people can get to. Not good transportation to Bentonville. And it shows to me the excess of what they have, and it's built on the backs of those workers who are paid $8, $9, $10 an hour, many of whom don't have health insurance or pensions. And then they have to advertise on TV saying how great it is to work for Walmart. Well, we know that's not true. People are not... unless you're desperate, you're not going to Walmart to work because the conditions there, you can just tell by looking at the workers that there's so few of them. They're overworked. The stores are understaffed. If you're looking for help at a big box store, some big box stores do have help. But Walmart's, you know, you can walk the store and almost get no help. So why do people go to Walmart?
Well, It's the American thing, I guess, Rob. I mean, and anymore, and of course, I don't go a lot, but my, you know, we have to go. But I, you know, you really kind of notice how they're pushing the automation. They don't want those workers, those poor workers that have to work there. And anymore, if you know, like kind of me, I'd rather just, you know, deal with an employee in a line. But those lines are real long, and unless you want to go through those automated lines, you're really kind of at a handicapped as far as how long it's going to take you to check out of there.
Yeah, if I go into one of those big box hardware stores, and I got to admit, I do from time to time. I always try to go to the human being because I want to make sure that down the road that human being is going to have a job. I wish that human being was paid more. it just so frustrates me when our choices are limited.
Well, they are, and I don't know. The only thing else I could visit are like these little farmers markets, but you would never find a pair of shoes. And for the longest time, you know, here at the farm, we'd have interns and young people, and I always tell them, I said, well, you know, in the future, you know, maybe something you ought to think about is how would you make a pair of shoes? And we kind of discuss those things that, you know, like that would be a kind of a interesting business for you, you know, to look into. You know, you never know. Maybe someday we might have to need those services again, especially with the, you know, the dealings of the president and China and the rest of the world. It seems like he's trying to isolate us anyhow. And, hey, no telling what's next, Rob.
Well, you know, and to me, the big tell about President Trump is that he manufactures his clothing in China. And then when workers who work for American labor organizations go to China to inspect workplaces, they're arrested in China. And President Trump doesn't say anything about it. These workers are going to inspect Trump factories, Ivanka Trump factories in China. And, you know, if anything's going to raise American workers' wages, it's when Chinese workers start getting pensions and higher paychecks. And then American factories are not going to be leaving for China in droves like they are now. But until those Chinese workers get better wages, better pensions, better working conditions, and international labor investigators are not arrested for inspecting Ivanka Trump factories, the wages in this country are going to continue to go downhill in the direction of China. And President Trump, of course, when, you know, investigators are going to inspect his family's factories, doesn't speak out at all about it. Yet that's the cause of lower wages in this country.
Well, this system is certainly rigged, but I think, you know, like what you just said, you're not going to hear any place else, Rob. I mean, you will, I guess.
But it should. It's not liberal or conservative spin or anything. It's just the truth, and it should be sent everywhere. And, you know, I want to hear it on Fox. I want to hear it on CNN. I want to hear it on NPR and MSNBC. But you know, for whatever reason, people are afraid to say it out loud.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is corporate America. It isn't, you know, we say it's a democracy, but it really isn't the people's democracy. And you see the dealings of the government and these so-called tax reforms or giveaway to the riches. You know, it's completely upside down, and it's just like, you know, Walmart doesn't want to hear this discussion, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, John, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Rob.
All right.
Have a nice weekend.
All right, have a great weekend. 813-239-9663. Let's go to Johnny D. in St. Pete. Hey, Johnny D., you're on. Hey, Johnny.
Hello.
D. Hi, Johnny, you're on WMNF.
Oh, great. Well, I just wanted to, you know, wish everybody a happy and safe holidays and to say this. The government needs to catch up with the present and the future by investing our money and their efforts into the movement for love and peace, because that's what's happening. That's what's going to happen in this world. That's what the people are going to make happen in this world. And they need to get out of the 18th century and get with the 21st century. And I want to let people know that this is Native American month, and we need to all be thankful for this land that was given to the Native Americans that we are blessed to live on. So, wishing love and peace to everybody.
All right, Johnny D., thanks a lot.
All right.
Thanks. And Alvin did a great special yesterday about Native American music on the Traffic Jam show. Well, you're listening to WMNF in Tampa. You know, Johnny talks about spending money differently. The F-35 that the president was touting yesterday, saying that it had won every time in a fight because the enemy cannot see it, it's invisible. The plane has yet to begin operational testing, so it's really never flown in battle. It's flown for show, but not in battle. The planes so far have cost $406 billion, and over the life of the F-35s, another $1.4 trillion, and yet they have huge problems. They have developmental problems and cost overruns, and yet the president is touting it as an invisible plane. Now, Rick writes in and says, Wonder Woman called. She wants her plane back. I mean, Wonder Woman famously has an invisible plane. Yeah, it's been the dream, I think, of people who write science fiction for years to have an invisible plane, but we're not there yet. And the president, you got to wonder, what is his source of information? He could have access to the best information on the planet, but he's choosing not to not to rely on experts. 813-239-9663. Tom's in Stuart, Florida. Hey, Tom, you're on. What would you like to say?
Rob, how are you?
I'm Happy good. Thanksgiving Happy to Thanksgiving you. To you, too.
Thank you, bud. Well, a couple of things. I haven't shopped at Walmart since 2001. I needed some batteries for a Christmas gift, and it was the only store that was open. I think it was Christmas Day or something, and I went in there, and I couldn't even find the damn battery, so I left. and that's the last time I was ever in a Walmart.
Yeah. One of the problems at Walmart is that the staff is so overworked, you can't even find employees to help you when you walk in there.
Well, the problem is they put all the little moms and pops out of business. It's just, you know, it's hard to find local stores anymore because of their buying power. And, of course, all the crap that they sell comes from China. I mean, I used to be in the retail and wholesale business as a manufacturer's rep. And some of my supervisors would tell me, you know, they'd go to Walmart and the next after they put got a product in their store, the next year they go back and they say, okay, we want 5% cheaper price, so we're going to go and knock you off in China. So, you know, they're just
it's a race to the bottom. It's a race to the bottom, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. If everybody paid 10% more for everything they bought, everybody would get a raise. It's the velocity of money. You have to have money working for the people on the bottom. That's who get the economy going. It's not tax cuts for the billionaires. They're not gonna spend any more. I think it was David K. Johnson that did a book or a report on the fact that once a person makes $2 million a year, there is absolutely nothing that they can do with the money that they get that's going to increase the velocity of money in working for people. They just can't spend enough.
Yeah, there's only so many refrigerators or houses or cars somebody with $2 million a year can buy. And that you or I, that, you know, if we're making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, or $50,000 a year, we spend everything we get. We live paycheck to paycheck, and we're not hoarding anything back. So if they were to give us a tax break, that money would recirculate into society. But it doesn't recirculate if you're a billionaire or a millionaire.
That's for sure. They stick it in the stock market, and the stock market doesn't do anything for anybody. There's the money that's invested in the stock market just goes to the upper ends of the people that are running the company.
But so what does it say when all those senators are going to vote for this tax plan? What does it say for, you know, Orrin Hatch the other day famously said to Sherrod Brown, Orrin Hatch, right, the Republican, Sherrod Brown, the Democrat from Ohio. Right. Orrin Hatch said, I came from poor people, but I'm going to vote for the tax cut for the corporations. What does it say about those guys?
I want to find the memo. I know there's a memo someplace that says that from all the rich donors, the more tax cuts you get me, the more money you get to be reelected. I know that memo is out there someplace, and I want somebody to find it, you know? WikiLeaks, if you're out there listening, find the memo.
Oh, there's an interesting story about WikiLeaks, and everybody should look it up on The Intercept, Glenn Greenwald's website, and it's all about WikiLeaks and which side WikiLeaks is on. And there's a beautiful story, just came out 3 or 4 days ago, and everybody should look for it.
For sure.
Yeah, all right.
Tom, keep up good work, buddy.
Tom, thanks a lot. All right, happy holidays.
Same to you.
All right, 813-239-9663. Now, Nikki writes this, I totally agree about Walmart. I haven't shopped there in years either. That corporation is helping to ruin America. How much money do they need? I'd rather do without than to shop there and have done Target the same as Target's has robot checkout machines. I refuse to use them. I stood in line at a cash out for 20 minutes the other day to avoid the machines. People have got to stop shopping at Walmart, whatever their political opinions are. If we stopped it, sure, a lot of people would lose their crappy jobs, but we could bring huge corporations to their knees in a few months if we stopped shopping at places like Walmart. That's Nikki's email. And then Terry says, never go to a retail store except to the grocery store. I never go to a retail store except for the grocery store. And Terry goes on to write, do almost all my art, music, clothing, etc. related buying on eBay, both new and used goods that are usually in the hands of secondary sellers, individuals that are like small businesses and allow for great price reductions, i.e. Warhol sneakers at about $40 instead of $80 after some time. And I support individuals, and it's delivered to your house. Happy Turkey Day, says Terry. All right, Terry, thanks a lot. 813-239-9663. Mike writes this. He says, I'm with you on Walmart. I almost never go in because the place gives me the creeps. The only thing I ever buy is cans of Freon for my car's AC, which are half of what other stores charge. Compare the Walmart employees with those at Costco. It's like night and day. Costco has reasonable hours and good pay and benefits for employees. There's almost no turnover because Costco treats its employees well. I've been to Costco. I've been a Costco member for years, and I see the same people on the floor year after year. And that's Mike. He says also good riddance to Charlie Rose. All right, it's Mike in St. Pete. Mike, thanks for your comments. 813-239-9663. Email address dj@wmnf.org. So we're talking about the F-35. We're talking about the president's speech yesterday to the Coast Guard. We're talking about shopping at big box stores. We're talking about increasing military spending to $700 billion. Is that a good idea? Does that help you? 813-239-9663. Fran's in Largo. Hey, Fran, you're on. What would you like to say?
Oh, hi, Rob. Yes, well, at Walmart, I wonder how many of the people that work in Walmart, and being they work so hard and they're so tired, if they pay attention to, you know, any kind of political things, like listening to WMNF or anything like that, I wonder how they vote or if they even bother to vote at all. I mean, they could be, they could have been suckered in by the Republicans and Trump and all the, you know, the religious baloney and the patriotic baloney and just went with that. That seems to be the case a lot of times, I think, and it's just kind of sad in a way. They're voting against their own best self-interest. If that's the case, I don't know whether anybody's even done a survey or not to see if people with those kind of jobs vote Republican.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Well, let's find out if people who either shop at Walmart or who work at Walmart listen to WMNF.
Now,
they can call in.
I do shop at Walmart.
Why do you shop at Walmart, friend?
I'm low income, and yeah. It seems to be I can get the best deals there. I also go to Publix too because I try to be a smart shopper and get the best deals at either store. But my political views, though, I agree with what everybody's been saying about it. And you know, there are some nice people that work there too. I go in the same Walmarts all the time, and they're very nice people. But they are tired. They are overworked. I don't envy them at all. I do not envy them those jobs at all.
Yeah, we had a caller earlier who worked in the retail industry who said that every year Walmart demands from its suppliers lower prices.
I've heard terrible things that they're supposed to, if somebody's doing something wrong, they're supposed to rat on their fellow employees and all of this kind of stuff. So Walmart in particular doesn't sound like a pleasant place. You can see the difference too when you go into Publix. The people there are helpful and friendly, and it's just a different atmosphere.
Well, and Publix has its own problems because it's refused to recognize that the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and the Fair Trade Agreement really should be recognized, penny pound more for tomatoes. But what Publix does do is that it has its own stock program so that if you're working in Publix, and I don't know how it works, but the longer you work there, the more company stock you get. And then if you work there for 40 or 50 years, you're pretty happy because you've got the company stock.
That's what I've heard about Publix. It's like you can't get everything in one place, though. Nothing is perfect with these businesses. But getting back to the Walmart employees, I just think it's a shame if people are voting against their own best interest. That's just a crying shame. It really is, if that's the case.
All right, Fran, thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right, good to hear from you. Happy Thanksgiving. 813-239-9663. Now, Gina says this, I agree Walmart employees are abused by the owner. They should have insurance and decent wages, but how does not shopping there help the employees? Wouldn't it be more effective to make it illegal to have people work 35 to 39 hours a week? Having some good labor protection rules, which of course went by the wayside over 30 years ago, writes Gina. That's Gina's take. What do you think? 813-239-9663. John in Ozona says, after listening to Donald Trump's speech, his theme song should be the Allman Brothers' Ramblin' Man. That's John's email from cyberspace. And then Todd writes this, I own Winesmith on Central Avenue in St. Pete, locally owned and operated. It's a retail wine shop and bar. Publix doesn't need your dollars. I do, writes Todd. Who's trying to get some business. Todd, thanks a lot from Winesmith on Central Avenue. Thanks for your email. 813-239-9663. I mean, I understand Fran's point, and the point that some people are making is that if you are on a fixed income or limited income and you want to go shopping and think that you're going to get the best for your buck, you're going to go to Walmart, maybe. I always think, though, that you know, every dollar that I spend is really an investment in our future. So if you invest in certain phone companies, they turn around and sometimes lobby against net neutrality or lobby against your own interests in Washington, D.C. They might argue against raising the minimum wage. They might argue against stronger labor protection. So choosing a phone company is an important thing. Choosing where you spend your dollars is an important thing. Somebody mentioned Costco being a place where workers are paid well. There almost should be like a symbol given out by environmental and labor groups about places, good shopping places. That is, that where people paid a minimum wage, which businesses have a heavy recycling program and try to reduce packaging. You know, there almost should be good housekeeping seal of approval sticker for businesses so that we know, you know, where do workers have a pension plan? You know, if workers are going to rely on Social Security at the end of their life, they're likely going to be in poverty. And that's not an argument for erasing the Social Security system. It's just that you need more than Social Security, unless we, you know, of course, raise the Social Security pay, which I think some people would think would be a good idea. But you know, which employers honor their workers and aren't going to leave their workers in poverty, living paycheck to paycheck? It's especially important when a company makes a lot of money, like Walmart, and is able to build a museum in the middle of nowhere, and then pays its workers $8, $9, or $10 an hour, most of whom without any significant benefits. You know, how is that fair? How is that fair? I mean, you know, the critics of what I would say, what I'm saying, would say, well, if you don't like your Walmart job, you can go work somewhere else. And that may be true here in the Tampa Bay area because there are other employers. But in some towns, Walmart has become the biggest employer. There's a town north of us, Dunellen. And if you walk through downtown Dunellen these days, there's a lot of small antique shops, very few other shops, and one of the biggest employers in Dunellen these days, aside from the people that rent you the water rafts and the inner tubes, one of the biggest employers in Dunellen is Walmart. So what do you do if you're living in Dunellen, you love the beauty of the place, where do you go to work? 813-239-9663. Let's go to Don in Tampa. Hi, Don, you're on. What would you like to say? Hey, Don, hello. You're on WMNF. What would you like to say?
Yeah, great job, guys. I love your music. For real. I was about to listen to the president's speech.
And what'd you think?
Actually, I was sticking by it. I mean, the guy is just,
Don, you're breaking up a little bit. Can you speak a little bit closer to your phone?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that sounds better. No, we don't talk about blowing anybody's head off here. Let's go to Barry in Clearwater. Barry, you're on WMNF. What would you like to say?
Well, I could cut the cord on that, blowing people's heads off.
Okay, Barry, you're on. What would you like to say?
In Egypt, I noticed that the previous show didn't air, and Ahmed is from Egypt. Put two and two together. Shouldn't have that show on, Rob. Piss. Have a good day.
Barry, why would you say that? Barry? All right. There was a terrible terrorist attack today in Egypt, and we heard a story about it at the top of the hour on NPR. But I can tell you that Ahmed has nothing to do with the terrorist attack. The terrorist attack took place in a mosque. And if Ahmed were here, he would say that he doesn't support any sort of terrorism. He's completely committed to peace and nonviolence. So for Barry to do that and then just cowardly hang up, I think that's not right. We can have a conversation about this. 813-239-9663. Let's go to John in Port Richey. John, you're on. What would you like to say about any of the topics today?
Well, thanks. I got a few comments. About the Walmart, it's because you mentioned earlier the real wages haven't gone up, but people can't afford it. I try very hard not to go there. I think I went there twice in this past year to buy some food, but I've decided I'm not going there anymore, even though it's cheaper. And I have a friend who makes more than me, and he goes there because it's cheaper. About the invisible plane, I think you're a little too hard on Trump. I think the plane is invisible to our enemies because they've never seen it. And that is true. It's a fact.
Okay.
So that's not an alternative fact. It's true. So
I like that.
Don't be so hard on
Okay, I probably was too hard on President Trump saying that the F-35 was invisible.
Right. The tax cuts. Now,
although I did him accurately.
What's that?
I did quote him accurately.
Yeah, he said it was invisible.
Right.
And I think he said never lost a fight. So he is correct in all those aspects. But, yeah, anyway, tax cuts. I'm not really for tax cuts, but I've heard this argument. Maybe you can look into this, that it's not about the buying power of the individual. It's about them putting that money into banks and, what is that, venture capitalists, that in turn creates the job that they're talking about.
I think that is the argument. The argument really, though, is that demand is so low in this country because most people are living paycheck to paycheck.
Well,
and that didn't really improve. That hasn't really improved for 35 years. Since 1980, people have been living paycheck to paycheck.
Right, it's that Field of Dreams thing again. If you give them tax cuts, they will build factories. I don't know what happened to that supply and demand 101 economics. And the last thing about which I agree that that it's a race to the bottom, and the U.S. workers aren't going to or come back when you can go to China or Mexico or India and pay these people dirt wages and not give them benefits or anything that. So the only thing I have to say on that is workers of the world unite.
All right. Thank you. John, thanks a lot. John, thanks for the call. If you think that by my speaking out against Walmart and the low wages paid at Walmart, if you think that that doesn't have an effect, take a look at this. When you watch TV these days, and you see these ads touting how good a company is or how well it treats its workers or how progressive or forward-thinking the company is, the companies all tend to be the ones that are criticized by those of us that want a bigger middle class in the U.S., that want better environmental protection. We don't want pesticides and chemicals in our food. So those companies, like McDonald's and Walmart and Coke, are now spending a significant portion of their advertising trying to tell you how good their company is, not what their company produces. And I think I'm not the only one that talks about Walmart. I think other people are doing it around the country, and I think other people are getting hip to the fact that you can't continue to pay people $8, $9, $10 an hour and have a growing middle class in the U.S. We're not talking about children. Teenagers are not working at Walmart. When I go into a big box store and see people who are paid $8, $9, $10 an hour, they're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. They're not young people. This isn't their first job. This isn't just a temporary employment. This is their career. Well, how are you going to buy a house on $8, $9, or $10 an hour? How are you going to send a child to college on $8, $9, or $10 an hour? How are you going to pay for your college debt on $8, $9, or $10 an hour? Number to call, 813-239-9663. Let's go to Joey in St. Pete. Joey, you're on. What would you like to say? Thanks, Joey. Hey, Joey, you're breaking up too, so if you could get a little closer to the phone. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
I'm really delighted. I think that in these high holy days of Thanksgiving and Black Friday, I mean, this is the capitalist high holy days. Today is the highest of the holy days of all. And, you know, that's what we've all drunk the Kool-Aid, you know, of the religion of capitalism. And, I think, you know, it's funny to listen to the woman talk about, she sounds so sort of progressive about not wanting to do this, and socially she sounds real progressive, and then she goes and shops at Walmart, you know, and it's, she talks about voting, but we vote every time we spend a dollar. $1, one vote. You know, we vote for capitalism with every dollar we spend, depending on where we put it.
Yeah, that is so important that people think about where they spend their dollars.
Mm-hmm. So I think I consider you a fellow heretic of against the capitalist religion. When listening to you say that you won't shop at Walmart, and, you know, I admire that a lot. I think it's important that we spend the way that we think. You know, if we think we want a different kind of culture that doesn't depend on you know, the increase of profit for the rich, then that's what we need to do. And another thing that this doesn't exactly have anything to do, but talking about ethics, I listened to the ethics program. And when they talk about ethics, they never talk about the basis of their ethics. And all ethics has a basis. And if the basis of our capitalist ethics is anything is ethical, if it makes a profit, then, you know, I think that's part of the Kool-Aid that we drink. Is people think, well, I can save money by going there, so it must be okay. It must be ethical because it, you know, it saves me money. It helps me make a profit. So.
And yeah, and what's at the other end? What are the working conditions of the people producing that good?
Yeah.
What's the environmental condition of the factory where that good is produced?
Exactly.
Yeah. John, Joey, thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
All right, great to hear from you. 813-239-9663 is our phone number. Remember, Daniel Ruth is in the house. He'll be here on the next show talking about, I think he might talk about some of these topics too. 813-239-9663. Let's go to Patty in Sarasota. Hey, Patty, you're on. What would you like to say?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, I was, I've been waiting so long. Let me gather my thought. Oh, Walmart. You were talking about, somebody called in about the tax, how it doesn't make any difference if the billionaires get, something about injecting money into the economy. It was a little ways back, and he was talking about that. I wanted to let you know something I saw about a week and a half ago on CNN. And, you know, it was the former CEO of Seventh Generation Products. Oh, gosh, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought my phone turned off. Anyway, so it was the CEO, and I forget who interviewed him. He and I can't remember, it was 15 of his colleagues, well, fellow billionaire, millionaire, multimillionaires, have literally, they were interviewing him, and he explained he feels they need to pay more tax. And they wrote to Trump and the administration a formal letter saying that they don't want a tax raise. And then he began to explain why.
Well, there's a group out there. Maybe he's a member of this group. It's called the Patriotic Millionaires. And they think that they're doing just fine, and they don't need any additional help. When the time has come, they'll invest in their businesses, but they think that now is not the time to lower taxes on millionaires and billionaires.
Yes.
Yeah, Patriotic Millionaires is the group.
But the thing is, can they move? I mean, can they move the government? Can they move and make action by grouping together on this? Or are they not the right billionaires? You know what I'm saying? Is it not the Walmart family? Is it not whoever? So they will not listen to these others that have a, you know, heart and a brain. So that's a thing. Can they make a difference? Now, if Walmart stepped up or Hobby Lobby's stepped up, maybe it would work. And so I'm wondering, is it because they would be considered granola head hippie billionaires?
Well, they might be very well that. I don't know, Patty.
I'm
not in Washington, but thanks a lot.
Heard about it.
Yeah, of course. We've had the Patriotic Millionaires here on the show.
I hope he's a member of it. I forget the guy's name.
All right, Patty, thanks a lot. Great to hear from you. Here's an email from 813. They say a friend says it well. If I say between 50 cents and $15 on almost everything I buy regularly, I would be irresponsible to my family not to shop there. Walmart is the modern company store. It pays wages so low that its employees can only afford to shop there. There's Charles out there in cyberspace. He doesn't agree with the idea that it's immoral to save your not save your family money, because it's not just your family that's being affected. It's your community. It's the workers who build the product and make that product. It's the decline of the system that goes away from paying people a fair wage. We were paid a fair wage in the 1950s, 60s, 70s. That hasn't happened since the early 1980s. So it's not just to your family. You got to think about society. Well, if you want to comment about today's show, call us up, 813-238-8001. Record your comment on extension 115. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks to Frank Knox. He was our phone producer today. Stay tuned for Daniel Ruth. But first, the news here on WMNF.